Where you at? That was the last text message Mariah West read before the violent car crash that took her life.
Well, it was the day before my daughter's graduation from high school, and she was on her way to a ball game and was getting directions.
Mary Dye is Mariah's mother.
The eyewitness report said that for no apparent reason, she lost control of her car, crossed the center median, clipped a bridge, and then flipped across two more lanes of traffic. No parent wants to receive that phone call.
Dye shares her story in a new documentary, Texting Can Wait, hoping to send a clear message to teen drivers.
In just 3 seconds, if you're going down the interstate, you can cover the length of, I think, 5 football fields. A lot can happen in that amount of distance in that short amount of time. It's not a matter of if you would have an accident, but when.
The 10-minute documentary, available on the Internet, was produced by AT&T, a telecommunications company that makes cell phones and other devices teens can use to text.
We realized that the most effective way of doing that, to actually bring the message to teenagers and adults, would be to tell real stories.
Gail Turiano is AT&T Senior Vice President.
We have a young man in the documentary, Will, who was a passenger in a car and was in an accident. He has suffered brain damage as a result of that.
I used to be able to drive. I used to be able to go for walks. I used to be able to run around town by myself. I used to have a job. I was normal. And all this, I cannot do anymore because they had the text. This is the text message that changed my life forever.
There's another young man who was driving a car, and he was texting and driving and hit a bicycle, and the person on the bicycle was killed. There's also a young girl who's a sister of a woman who died. So it's not just parents, it's all sorts of different situations.
Studies have shown that people who text while driving are 6 to 8 times more likely to have an accident than drivers who are focused on the road. According to the latest available government statistics, distracted driving caused nearly 6,000 deaths on U.S. highways in 2008. The Texting Can Wait documentary, Toriano says, is one of the tools AT&T is using in its campaign against distracted driving.
We are trying to share this documentary so that more and more teenagers will see it. We actually do have employees in all states, and we have had employees take it directly to schools, but we also have this partnership with the National Organization for Youth Safety, and they have all sorts of contacts in the educational system across the country, so they too are going to be doing that.
Sandy Spavone is executive director of the National Organization for Youth Safety. She says texting while driving is so dangerous because it demands so much attention.
The problem with texting behind the wheel is that it includes all three distractions. It is a visual distraction because many of them still glance down at their phone either to read the text or to grab their phone to see who sent them a text so that they can respond. You also have the manual distraction, which takes their hands off of the wheel so that they can text, as well as the cognitive distraction, where they're taking their mind off of what they're doing, either reading the text or responding to a friend.
Spavone says the Texting Can Wait campaign also empowers teens to be part of the solution.
AT&T helped us develop a Teen Distracted Driving Leadership Team of 20 youth from across the country. And these teens came to the Department of Transportation's Distracted Driving Summit, and they have created a program of work that they are hosting in their local communities. So we worked with AT&T and developed a community viewing toolkit that supports the video so that the teens can show this as part of a PTA meeting or back to school night or an in-school assembly and actually have talking points and discussion guides to lead the conversation through that.
The ultimate goal of the campaign is to make sure teen drivers get the message. Texting behind the wheel is an unacceptable and dangerous behavior. one that can wait until you're out of traffic. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.